Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman. I am your host, as always. I am also the founder of EngagedFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. Today, we've got another slow news day, but I thought I would chat a little bit about the Connecticut Festival of Independent Games. I was a judge there, not this past weekend, but the weekend before, and specifically, I was a judge in the Best Digital Games category. So I wanted to talk about some of the games that I played there, because there were actually some pretty, there were some bangers there. The first one is a game called Alike. This is a puzzle game that started as a student project. It's a PC game. I will be sharing links to it all over the Engage Family Gaming social over the next couple of days because it's very interesting. Essentially, it is a grid-based puzzle game where you are moving using the arrow keys on your keyboard or with swipe controls on mobile. You are on tablet. You move these multiple colored squares around. And the idea is you need to get these multiple colored squares into like a target zone without having them be destroyed or disqualified. For example, having them fall down a pit or something like that. The minimal art style, it is, there is literally no instruction. You figure everything out by paying attention to the context. This is one of those games that's going to be available as a browser-based game. I tried to convince the guy that he needed to put this thing out on iOS and, charge a couple of dollars for it and just swim in money because I think it is a very cool, very fun, very relaxing puzzle game. I played through the entire demo while I was at CT Fig. It was one of my favorite games that I played there, and I don't particularly like puzzle games, but this was a really wild ride. So that is Alike. The next game I want to talk about is a game that is coming to Switch next year, and that is Cloak and Dasher. Now, this wasn't my favorite game of the show. It did end up winning the Connecticut, the CT Fig Best Digital Game Award, and I can't argue with it because it is a very well-designed game. But Cloak and Dasher is a challenging 2D 8-bit platformer that uses kind of a Shovel Knight color palette. It's a little bit darker than most other games. And the idea is you play this little cloaked figure, you can jump, you can double jump, and you have a dash. And if you dash and hit enemies, you can then kind of, it propels you up a little bit. And you obviously, defeat the enemy. Now, most of the maps are single screen. So the idea is you're trying to move and get to an exit. So, and in some cases, there are clear conditions that you need to make in order to get to the door. So maybe you might have to get a key or something like that. My only criticism is that there were certain situations where you would start on one side of the screen. You'd have to move all the way around to, to the other side of the screen. Or, for example, if the screen were like a clock, you would start at 9 p.m. and you would go all the way around to 8 only to have to turn around and go all the way back, and obviously then the platforming challenges or the darts shooting out of the walls or things like that, there would be different challenges because you'd be coming at them from a different direction. The game definitely encourages speed. It's not a game for me, but I can respect what they did. I completed the demo, only a few points where I was frustrated. This is coming to Switch next year, and it's just going to print money. This is going to be a great game. And especially if you are looking for challenging platforming games. I suspect that there's definitely an audience for that. The next game I want to talk about is a game called Depths of Sanity. Now, Depths of Sanity is a game that I think a lot of folks might think about it and be like, whoa, that sounds a little heavy. No, it's a submarine Metroidvania. It reminded me a lot of the game Song of the Deep, which was published on Xbox One, PS4, earlier on in the generation. It was actually published by GameStop. And that was a exploration submarine game where you played a little girl trying to find her dad. This game is that type of experience in a 8 to 16-bit style environment where you are truly exploring it, and it is way more Metroidvania, meaning you will explore, you will find secrets, you will find items later on that will help you manipulate the environment. Like, for example, I found a drill that allowed me to go back to an earlier part in the biome and drill to get to a different area. One other thing is that it has really cool boss fights. I fought this weird, like, sea dragon that, you know, fired, like, lasers out of its mouth, which was super awkward because it was like, wow, lasers in the mouth while we're underwater. It was challenging. But also, I really just enjoyed what it was bringing to the table graphically. It was a little dark, but it's because it was underwater. There is kind of a Cthulian theme underlying everything. Not super hardcore, but then again, I didn't really finish the game. I played for about, you know, 8 to 10 minutes. But this is another one that I really think we need to keep our eye on. This is coming to PS4, Xbox One, at PC, and Switch next year, is my understanding. The last game that I want to talk about is a game called Feral Frontiers. Now, this is a game, I mean, it might just never get made. I may never talk about it again, but this is one that I wanted to put on some radar. Because if this guy finds a publisher that kind of helps him get it across the finish line, this is going to be a great game. It is a 16-bit-ish, colorful platformer where you play as a fox, wears this cool poncho thing. And it's a Metroidvania game. You're moving around. Everything's very open. There's multiple ways to complete challenges, to move through the levels. And obviously you get different weapons, different moves to help kind of get through stuff. But one of the big differences between this game and others is that you can climb everything. And no joke, you can climb everything. In fact, there's a climb button where you can you hit the button and you can just kind of take a leap of faith, or if you miss a jump, you just kind of hit the platform, hit the climbing button, and just kind of run towards a wall, or fall towards a wall on the far side. And if you hit it, you grab on with your fox claws or whatever, and that can help you kind of save yourself. The guy who was developing the game and was doing the demo, he didn't tell me about the climbing everything mechanic right away. And I was like, no, guy, listen, this is the key. Because a lot of these games are out there, right? But they all need some kind of gimmick, right? Like these retro platformers. It's one of the reasons I liked Shovel Knight as much as I did. Because it did have a gimmick, right? It really embraced that pogoing with the shovel and, the humor. This game is a fast-paced action game, and you can climb everywhere. Super rad. I expect, especially if he finds a publisher, that I will be talking about this game quite a bit. So those are some of the games that I played at CT Fig. It was a fun experience getting to judge, and I was really happy to have an opportunity to see some of these games. A lot of them, this was their first time being shown, which I thought was, a great honor for these creators to come out and give me, show me their babies, right? Like, it's really hard to share what you do sometimes, especially to strangers, especially to critics, right? A lot of folks, you expect to hear, oh, well, I'm one of the judges, and they tighten up a little bit. But, for these guys, they were all a great sport. And it was an awesome being able to play these games. So this has been my episode of the EFG Daily Commute today. I hope you all have a wonderful day. I will talk to you tomorrow, where I am going to talk about the winners of the 2019 Spiel des Jahres. Until next time, you have a great day, and don't forget to get your family game on. Bye now.